Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Sports Radio 610 presents Seth Payne and Sean Pendergast.
We coming to H-Town. Let's get to work in, man. Let's go.
Great day. Great day. Oh, give me some juice, baby.
Oh, yeah.
Let's do it.
All right. Good morning. Happy Tuesday. Sean Bajani in for Sean Pendergast. Seth Payne along as well. If you'd like to be a part of the show, hit us up at any time, 713-572-4610. You can call or text. Seth, you and I were just kind of catching up before the start of the show. Is this awkward at all for you?
Why? Because why?
because I threatened you blindly about a month ago that I was going to kick your ass.
Oh, in a boxing match. I genuinely forgot about that. I respected that.
Oh, man.
You know what? That's interesting, Sean. I'm glad you brought that up because I do believe this about you. I believe that you would fight me. And that's one of the things that I had said about Nick Cayley. I'm watching Nick Cayley, and Nick Cayley's not a huge guy at all. And he didn't play at John Carroll University. He had started off at Walsh University or something.
Yeah.
And was not a big guy. He was a punter and a defensive back, I think, but he got injured, went to John Carroll and was involved. But he's a smaller guy. But I get the sense, listening to him talk, I'm like, yeah, this guy would fight anybody. I think I'm always looking for that out of NFL coaches in general. There needs to be a certain amount of physical courage and toughness.
Yeah, a little crazy.
You got to stand up to some big dudes every now and then when they get irritated. And I very much feel that about Nick Cayley, that he'd fight you. And I to you too, Sean. I know I'm much larger than you and et cetera, but I believe you would fight me. So I respect you for that.
Well, I worked myself up to that. It just started with a little verbal diarrhea at night. And I was like, yeah, what the heck? Let's talk a little crap.
But plus, you were talking about a boxing match, right?
Oh, so it was relevant,
yeah,
yes.
Yeah, if it was a street fight or something, that's always different because you guys, you've watched enough YouTube. Sometimes big guys don't even know how to fight. If the size difference is enough and the guy doesn't really know what he's doing, the smaller guy, you can toss a guy around. But boxing's a whole different story.
I don't
get cocky about anything really when it comes to boxing because I know the one thing that made me nervous is that if you actually have boxing training or something, that's a whole different deal because then you can get inside and just tap tap tap.
Yeah, well, and I don't I'm crazy, but I'm not that crazy. we ended up talking to some guy on the night show that Patrick knows, and he runs a bare knuckle fighting ring, and I'm just like, yeah, that's he's 36 37 years old, and he boxed for 15 years, and he'd said, nah, I'm retired, so let's try bare knuckle. You retire from boxing wearing the gloves, and now you're going to go.
I thought that was illegal. I guess
no, it's.
I guess nothing's illegal if you can just find it and put it on the internet.
MMA and UFC do exist, and so bare knuckle, what is that?
That's true. Yeah, well, but with no gloves at all.
Yeah.
All right, I'm going to have to watch their... Do they have a YouTube?
I'm sure they do, yeah.
Yeah.
Sure,
well, you know, that's back in the day, that's why those boxing matches would take, like... They take 12 hours sometimes when really good fighters got together.
Yeah.
Because there was a very... There's a strategy for, you know, like, boxing bare-fisted. You can't... You just can't go in there hauling haymakers
and survive.
You had
the old-school motion there, just... You know, like you see.
Yeah,
the
I wonder. I got to look into that. I think there might have been a rule that you had to punch like with the back of your hand.
Underhand, that was
one of the things. Like you realize that if you actually bare fist box for any amount of time, people are going to die pretty regularly amongst professionals. So that I think they had to punch with the back of their hands.
Yeah.
It became very. That's like the sword fights in the movies or any kind of martial arts. The experts will always tell you, in real life, these things are over in 30 seconds because it's it's like it's too lethal with a sword fight. But in the movies, you know, you somehow make it look like, oh yeah, these two expert swordsmen could have a 5-minute sword fight. Apparently in real life, it wouldn't work out.
Yeah, I don't think so. I wouldn't want to find out anyway.
But you like watch fencing. Fencing, it's like, oh, one point is also, oh, I'd have a sword through my heart. You know, like, so you can't, you gotta find ways to make it safer.
You know, I always wanted to try that actually. There's a place in town where you can actually do that. I might have to do that at some point in time. But I like the whole fencing idea because, especially with like the little joust, like they have the ball on the end so you don't really get poked, you know, just kind of bounces off of you. I would like to try that. That's more up my alley.
You have to wear that cool mask where you look like a mosquito.
It's like a beekeeper mask.
Yeah, more like a bee, huh? Yeah, you look like a bee with those bee's eyes, yeah.
Oh, man.
Or a beekeeper, but I like thinking I'm a bee.
Hey, happy Lance McCullers Day.
Yeah, happy Lance McCullers, who's the person who harassed him online, it turns out, is from a foreign country, undisclosed as of right now, but I will extradite this SOB.
Yeah,
and
from where? We got to find
guy
out.
Who claims that he was drunk and upset, and that's why he threatened the lives of Lance's young children. And he apologized through authorities to Lance, but it does appear that he's in no imminent danger. As you probably expect, except still, it's kind of jarring when somebody threatens to kill your children.
So look, we'll have more on this a little bit later on, but. I found this very odd. I think it was on Friday. Correct me if I'm wrong. But that randomly on Friday, we'd finally learned that Lance McCullers Jr. had 24-hour security. Like, that was a report, and Jim Crane ended up stepping up. He flipped the bill for 24-hour security for Lance McCullers and his family. All this happened like 3 weeks ago. It was after, I believe, his second start, and now he's about to make his sixth start for the Astros in his return. So it's been a little bit. We learn about that on Friday, and then yesterday afternoon, HPD announced that they had found out who this person was, an overseas bettor, but the details were kind of sketch. Like, he was drunk. He had, like, lost a lot of money, apparently, betting on the Astros that particular day that Lance had thrown, and it happened. But I thought, like, okay, does this make you feel better if you're Lance McCullers and family? Like, okay, this guy's overseas. He was drunk. He's apologized. The whole thing. This has been rectified. Are you keeping 24-hour security just in case anyway?
No, I don't think so. I think the fact that the guy left enough of a digital footprint and everything that you know he's not an actual professional. He's probably already got restrictions on him into traveling to the U.S. now. And I would guess that his story checks out. People are so stupid, especially when they're drunk.
They are stupid.
I can attest to that.
The problem
experience.
Is, I thought, like, this gives people ideas, you know?
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, somebody out there that wasn't thinking along those lines, and maybe drunk and stupid, too. I would be very, very nervous to, like, just, oh, okay, they got this guy. Oh, overseas better,
no.
Drunk. Yeah.
Who knows how I would react in that situation, obviously. But I think, in general, if you think about people getting killed over poor performances in sports, it usually really involves something with organized crime and where the athlete himself may have been involved with some kind of point shaving or anything.
Yeah.
And I feel like this isn't this is not a Pulp Fiction type of situation, you know? I don't think, although, I mean, Lance did allow, let's see how many runs that day. That was seven earned runs on that day. So, I don't think so. Again, it's one of those things. You don't necessarily need security. You just need to maybe try to cleanse your soul about how the human condition and realize, like, all right, yep, there's some ugliness out there and stupidity, but I just got to keep motoring on. I don't know.
We get a text message from Joe in Minnesota. He said, Bajani and Seth sharing the airways together. We're either in for a real treat or this is going to fall off the rails real quick. I have a feeling the show rundown will take a backseat this morning.
Yeah, we're going to have some fun, everybody. We're just, screw you and your need for a nice, steady, and even timeline.
Another texter says, bare knuckle boxing is safer than regular boxing. Look it up. I don't know about that. I don't know.
Well, let that guy tell me. Fill me in so I don't have to do the research myself. You've got to have rules in place, right, to keep it from being... Or maybe it's just because the threat of getting... I would imagine if you're doing bare knuckles, you're a lot more defensive. You're going to Mayweather it up because you just got to be really sure you're not getting caught. Which, I bet it's more boring than you'd expect when it's two skilled fighters. Now, if it's one skilled fighter and one jamoke, some drunken guy in a foreign country who's threatening Lance McCullers online or what have you, then it's probably pretty ugly.
Yeah, I would imagine it's not a 12-rounder, maybe closer to like a 3-5, maybe 2-minute rounds or something like that. But then that would promote like, okay, well, I don't have time to mess around and dance. I got to go get this guy. So I don't know if Lance, it's safer. I don't know if I buy that.
This is the fun thing about tonight versus the Pirates. And you might think like, it's the Pirates. It's McCullers versus Paul Skeens.
Yeah, yeah.
And the poor Pirates who have been... Their fan base is so beaten down to the point where they have to hear about trade rumors with Paul Skeens, one of the best young talents in the league, because they don't know what to do with anybody when they have talent. But Lance McCullers, who's by and large shown steady and solid progression here, he goes 6 innings his last outing. It was really that second. That first game, he didn't allow any runs, but it was kind of hairy.
Yeah, it was rough.
He could have allowed 0 runs or 5 runs in that game. And these last few games, he's kind of steadily upped the ante. He goes 6 innings in his last outing, allowed 3 runs, but he just looks a lot closer to the old Lance McCullers. So I think Lance, I love seeing him in this situation going head-to-head against somebody like Skeens, because I think that he's probably dialed in and focused, and we might see a classic Lance McCullers effort.
Yeah, you hit the nail on the head. You know, in light of these death threats, you know, the fact that he's been able to compartmentalize that, and literally after that whole unfortunate situation took place, he's taken his game to a different level. Never mind, you know, he's coming off of, you know, multiple surgeries, having not pitched in 2 years, and trying to, you know, reinvent himself on the mound. And he's done it exceptionally well to this point. I don't know that Lance McCullers is really going to be able to get the proper respect and admiration for what he's currently doing that he should, because people were out on Lance for months, and I was shocked. I could not believe it, but I'm very happy for the guy to see him having the success that he is. And could you imagine having a better pitching matchup, for him tonight? Like, he's got to be salivating, like, man, you know, Paul Skeens is on the opposite side. We could very well be in for one of those, 1-0, 2-1 type of Astro games that drive us all crazy tonight.
Like Sunday's, right, Sunday, well, I mean, Sunday's game with Hunter Brown, that was a pitcher's battle where Hunter Brown wasn't even at his best.
Yeah,
and it was tense, but it was fun. Especially given that the bullpen showed, I'm kind of trying to look at this Rays series as, all right, this is one of the best bullpens in the major leagues.
Yeah.
And yet, if your bullpen is going to have a meltdown, I'm kind of glad that it happened to multiple guys in 2 games in 1 series, and you end up splitting the series. Because unless this is a continuing trend, obviously, I'm willing to just hopefully just flush that and think, yep, everybody has some bad performances, and they just happen to have multiple bad performances from various guys.
Yeah, I think it's a good point. I got some thoughts on that. We can touch on that when we return. We'll also get to this, a Texans retirement and a possible return. That's coming up next. Sean Pendergast, Seth Payne, Sean Bajani in for Pendergast. Stay there. It's Sports Radio 610.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
In for Sean Pendergast this morning. I'm Sean Bajani. Seth Payne here as well. 713-572-4610 if you'd like to get in. We got a text message. Good morning, jabronis. Does MLB have comeback player of the year? If so, would Lance McCullers be the clear winner if he continues to improve? This is something, Seth, that me and Patrick Creighton talked about a couple of days ago, because I'd said the same thing. I'm like, dude, if Lance keeps rolling like this, this is going to be easy. Runaway. And then I looked at the other names eligible on comeback player of the year, and I was like, yeah, he's got a little work.
Who's the biggest contender who's got the most convincing story?
Well, Mike Trout's on the list, of course.
Screw him, man. You know what? No. Like, what? Like, how many times can he come back from injury? I guess, given how well he's played.
I mean, there's some good ones. He's probably not even the favorite, but you've got guys like Jacob deGrom, Spencer Strider, Ronald Acuna Jr., Sandy Alcantara. Those are probably, in that particular order, the favorites. And then you get to guys like Mike Trout and Lance McCullers. But
Mike Trout still has to make it through this season, and he's already scathed. I almost said unscathed, but he's already scathed, right? But he hasn't played. The last time he played, since 2019, the most games he's played in a season is 119 games. And obviously 2020 doesn't really count because that was COVID. But 36 games, 82 games, 29 games. And so far this year, he's played in 33 games.
Yeah, you're talking about Trout, right?
Yeah.
Just came back from the IL yesterday and hit a 454-foot blast. So he's very much back. But, you know, even when he was healthy earlier this year, I think he got hurt when he was hitting like 218 or something like that. Had the home runs, but, you know, wasn't really doing much else for him.
The person who asked whether there was an MLB comeback player of the year, I'll forgive him for this, but Justin Verlander won it in 2022. So
he did. Yeah. He did. Yeah. You know, it's not a bad question because the NFL does all of these awards like via the ESPYs, you know, best play, best athlete, best comeback, all that stuff. And the NBA just instituted a couple of years ago like hustle awards, effort awards and stuff like that. And I thought, you know, does the NFL really, they don't really do that as a league. Major League Baseball, they could probably do a little bit more, or at least like publicize it more. It's almost like these secondary awards beyond like Silver Slugger or MVPs or Pitcher of the Year, whatever. Remember you had like the Rolaids Relief Man Award back in the day?
Oh, yeah.
They don't really do that stuff anymore, really. And maybe if they do, I'm not privy to it because it doesn't seem like it's as big a deal these days, but I would like to see it, you know, kind of pumped up a little bit more.
The, I don't, as far as potential comeback player of the year, if let's say Mike Trout somehow ends up playing 140, no, he couldn't even play 140 some games.
No,
130 some games.
Yeah.
But he does it like in his classic old MVP fashion or something.
Yeah.
Versus if Lance McCullers, let's say if Lance McCullers really just went on a tear and plays at a Cy Young clip, that would that be, would I guess in the minds of the voters, I think that people just love Mike Trout so much that Mike Trout probably wins on the popularity side.
You know, I was going to say people like a winner too. I kind of relate it to the MVP. Yeah. You know, who's getting MVP on like one of the worst teams in Major League Baseball? Probably, you know, and look, I guess Mike Trout, you know, you could point to him before, but Lance McCullers, he's like a legit number three on this staff at this point in time. And if he did pitch to that clip that you're saying and the Astros won a division, I think that would go a long, long way.
He's got, so since his meltdown in his second appearance, just in the last three games, take this with a grain of salt, obviously, because it's baseball. But he went four innings, six innings, if I remember correctly. And his ERA is about a 3.5. So that's a solid, you know, third, fourth pitcher for sure. But he's also showed steady improvement along the way.
Yeah, yeah.
And for him to, if he got back into his classic form and just stays healthy, then I think I think he would be a slam dunk top three candidate for comeback player of the year. But in especially the big wild card is also, just like you said, whether the team's playing well or not.
Yeah, book it. I agree with that, man. 713-572-4610. We mentioned there's a Texans retirement and a possible return. The retirement, yeah. I don't know if you guys, maybe this came out after y'all's show yesterday, you and B. Scott. I saw it yesterday afternoon. Texans veteran cornerback Ronald Darby.
No, not Darbs.
Is going to retire. He's told the team of his intentions per league source. Aaron Wilson of KPRC, Local 2, had the story. This was apparently, quote, totally unexpected, according to one source. Darby was signed to a one-year, $2.5 million contract this offseason. Can I tell you, I forget that Ronald Darby was even on the roster. And all of this talk of the secondary, which I've been all about just the defense in general, of course, but the secondary particularly. The Texans, without Darby, in my mind, they've always been without Darby, are maybe a top defensive secondary unit in the entire NFL. I think that's what a lot of people are anticipating coming off of the season that Kamari Lassiter and Kalen Bullock and obviously Derek Stingley had last year. Now you got a healthy Jimmy Ward back, Jalen Petrie's back and healthy. This is a really stout unit that I don't even know. It's almost like the tree that falls in the forest. If nobody's around, does it really make a sound? This is Ronald Darby's retirement.
Yeah, that's exactly. I was actually kind of surprised by my push notifications and some of the people that asked me questions via DM and whatnot. I was like, I was right there with you. I was like, oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah, I figured he was one of the guys who wasn't in attendance either because he's a veteran or his injury or whatever else for these voluntary camps. There's probably a part of him where you got to remember, he hasn't really been a full-time player since really in his career, but yeah. Since 2020 was the last time he played anywhere close to 1,000 snaps. And I looked at him as a complimentary piece of a guy that, hey, man, we've seen various guys have to rotate through in the secondary in the last couple of years, and that's when things get kind of dicey at times. Like when we had the, what's his name there in the Browns game? allowing Robert Edwards or around Robert Woods to go off. Not Robert Woods. What the hell? Sean, we've got our first name mess up. Anyway.
What are you talking about from an offensive or defensive standpoint?
From a defensive perspective. But we just see just at the safety position, at the cornerback position, usually at any given point during the season, there's a guy who ends up starting a couple games where you're like, oh, that guy, yeah. I kind of forgot he was on the roster. And it's nice when it's a veteran. So, like, Ronald Darby, I anticipated him in that role that at some point he's going to get some snaps. As a guy who's been in the league 10 years or so, and probably when the team drafts a cornerback and Jalen Smith in the third round and you start to see the lay of the land and exactly where you fit, he probably just felt like, all right, this ain't for me no more.
Yeah.
And I just appreciate when a guy does it at this stage in the season as opposed to August 5th in training camp.
Oh,
those
yeah.
are the ones
yeah.
where, like, this is not a meter mover in a lot of ways, but if you're there and you're in training camp and you feel like, all right, well, we got Ronald Darby who's, you know, as a backup for this or that, then all of a sudden it becomes a lot tougher and you have to make moves a little bit more urgently. It's harder for Nick Caserio to sit back and be cool, calm, and collected about it.
Yeah.
So I appreciate that he did it right now instead of later. He was on a one-year, $2 million contract. So it's not like the team had invested buku dollars in him thinking, yep, this is one of the linchpins of us having success this year.
Yeah, no, it almost felt like at the time because you had such an embarrassment of riches in talent in the secondary already that, hey, you know what? If this guy's healthy and he works out, that is some great quality depth for you. You know, on a completely different level because Ronald Darby was one of the very best when he was going. And hell, I wanted the Texans to go get him a couple of years ago whenever they really needed some help and depth in the secondary. They didn't. I forgot where he'd went to. It might have been, I don't know, did he come from like Philadelphia in his last team before the Texans? I can't remember.
No, he was in Baltimore.
Was he
in Jacksonville last year.
Jacksonville.
He was he's been on.
I think he'd been there for a couple of years, maybe.
He's been on five teams in the last 6 years or so. So he's just been kind of just gun for hire in a lot of ways.
Yeah, I agree with you. When you do this in training camp, you know, as a team, you kind of have a blueprint of how you think it's going to look. And then if a guy just all of a sudden, you know, up and quits or, you know, makes this kind of a decision, it kind of can throw a wrench in. So I think the Texans aren't going to miss a beat. As I said, I don't think it's just me. I never really considered him a part of that quote unquote nucleus, if you will, in the unit anyway.
I think when I looked at it, when they signed him, I thought of it. Yes, they want, for one, it is good to have veterans around. And the one weakness on this defense last year was just that they allowed too many big plays, too many long passing touchdowns.
Yeah.
Some of the things where the veteran presence really, really helps when it comes to getting guys on board, having the right psychology, given what the play situation is. It's hard when you have two rookies playing in the secondary. And then it's also hard when, I mean, some of those deep passes were Jimmy Ward's fault. And he's the guy who's supposed to be the veteran guy that's limiting stuff like that.
Yeah,
you know, either because of injury or age or just being out of position. That you go back to that first game against Indianapolis, Jimmy Ward was just a little bit out of position on a couple of those deep balls, or he just couldn't keep up with Alec Pierce or whomever else.
Yeah.
So it's good to have that veteran experience back there, but it's also, at the end of the day, something that, all right, you can go out and trade for a Ronald Darby from another team if you need him during training camp, or pick him up off of waivers, like whatever it might be. You're not going to be giving up a third round pick or something to get a guy of that caliber.
So there's your retirement. That's happening. Will the return be happening? Will CJ Stroud be working out today? Texans OTAs resuming today. He obviously missed all three sessions last week, was present, did take part in some drills, did not throw footballs, did some handoffs and stuff like that. Pectoral / shoulder tightness. I think that's what we know about the situation right now. Was your concern level, like, did it ever peak beyond a 3 at this point in time for CJ Stroud?
It's an interesting question. I think it was It was a three with an asterisk, which is I was hyper-vigilant about it. Because this, it's one of those things where in various times in your life as a sports fan, you remember the things that people tried to scoff at as paying any attention to. Oh, this is no big deal. Oh, Deshaun Watson asked for a trade. Ah, that's just, he's just posturing. Nothing weird and even crazier that can come from this. Got Kyle Tucker, it's just a bruise. Jordan, he's dealt with hand issues before. Christian Harris, soft tissue issue. So with CJ, the biggest thing that I was wondering about, and honestly, the thing that made me most nervous was that the team kept saying nothing to see here. That D'Amico and Nick Kaley, Kaley wouldn't even talk about CJ Stroud individually when discussing exactly why CJ wasn't out there practicing. So it was notable that he was at OTAs but not throwing. And then you start wondering, well, he's got a history of shoulder injuries. He cited injuries at least as a partial excuse for some of his play last year. He had a couple of shoulder issues at Ohio State. He had the separated shoulder his rookie year, which he played through. And, you know, whatever his nondescript injuries were last year, you start wondering, all right, did he have off-season surgery that nobody found out about or something? That made me nervous. At this point, and I'm probably reading way too much into this, more than I should, the fact that he was shooting three-pointers at GameCon on Saturday night, it made me feel like obviously shooting a basketball doesn't put as much stress on your shoulder as throwing a football. And yet I don't think he would have been out there doing it if it was a genuine issue. And I don't think he would have been maybe – I'm trying to look at this just like any pitcher in spring training where, you roll into it, you're really hyper-vigilant at the beginning, and you try not to – you just try to be sure guys aren't overdoing it early in the process.
Yeah, look, I get the jaded and maybe like we're all scarred from just Houston injury situations in general, but it all stems from the Astros and the way that they try to hoodwink us literally every time, and maybe themselves to a degree, especially the latest with Jordan Alvarez. But I feel confident in one thing. The Houston Texans with CJ Stroud will not go down the Jordan Alvarez path that the Houston Astros have gone down. And we'll get to more of that later on with the recent comments by Dana Brown, the Astros GM, talking about maybe we should have handled things a little bit differently.
Maybe when he said this has felt different than previous hand injuries, that we shouldn't have treated it like previous hand injuries.
Right.
Yes.
Right. I think in my mind, this is just, it's early. Like, they're going to get through these OTAs, then they're going to go chill for a month. And in training camp happens. Like, the concern level for me is like nil. Would it have been something maybe if, in fact, he just outright wouldn't have been there and we're all just kind of left scratching our heads looking around like, hey, where's CJ?
Sean, this is where the importance of like a diversity of the way people handle things emotionally and threats emotionally, it served us well as human beings. Back in our tribal days, you had to have some people in the village that thought, wait a second, I hear a lion's roar in the distance. What the hell? We got to get ready to fight this thing. But it also served you well to have other people who are like, we're fine.
Yeah.
You know, so you got to find that balance. Every now and then, the guy who said, we're fine, ended up getting eaten by a lion. So I'm more wired to be the guy that was kind of like, hey, let's post a lookout for this lion just in case, okay?
Just in case.
And that's how I'm treating this CJ Stroud thing. Like, all right. Listen, I get it. You don't think it's a big deal, but let's just keep an eye on it, okay?
yeah, better safe than sorry.
Yeah.
Sean Bajani in for Sean Pendergast. He's Seth Payne. Coming up next, we'll get into the headlines. Stay there at Sports Radio 610.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. all you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Payne and Pendergast with today's headlines, presented by Men's Tea Clinic.
All right, time for headlines. Sean Bajani in for Sean Pendergast. Seth Payne here as well. Good morning, everybody. Time to get you caught up. We'll start with the little Astros. Boy, wish they'd played last night, but they did not. Day off, well-deserved. They've got a six-game road trip that they'll begin tonight, three of which will be in Pittsburgh, and then they'll move on to Cleveland. But tonight, it's Lance McCullers Jr. Day. Stroh's coming in, Seth, having won seven of their last nine. Don't know if it feels that way particularly, but it was a hard-fought split of a series this past weekend against the Tampa Bay Rays. Maybe that has something to do with it, just the roller coaster that was.
They split that series after being outscored 30-9. That was the
wild.
What a strange series, and especially because so much of it came from your otherwise phenomenal bullpen. And that I'm just trying to flush it all. The fact that they got out of that with a split and still remain having won seven of their last nine, let's just flush it. Get on up to Pittsburgh. Nothing gets you right like going to Pittsburgh in life and in baseball. And let's hopefully we see this steady continuation of Lance McCullers looking more and more like his old. Let's not say his old self, because his old self was injured a lot as well.
Yeah.
But the best version of himself.
Well, and you mentioned his stats earlier. You know, his last three outings, he's now combined for 10 1/3 innings. But it was really the last one that has everybody talking and, you know, looking forward to seeing what's next. Six innings, five hits, three earned runs, and 12 strikeouts against the A's. A lot of people are probably going to poo-poo that because it came against the A's. But it's Lance McCullers, and if you watch that game, he was tremendous with the breaking ball. The slider usage that he's had over the course of the last two games, up and around 40%, and that's the old Lance McCullers that we're used to seeing. It sure feels like everything's good when he's able to break off the breaking ball, change speeds as much as he has, and the velocity. It's maybe creeping up a little bit on his fastball. I think his last fastball that he threw was like 93, 94 miles per hour. So that's getting a little bit closer to the Lance McCullers that we're used to seeing.
And look, and the Pirates are tied for 28th in the league for runs scored right now. So this is, you know, you can poo-poo whichever opponent he's faced on his way to where he is right now. But he's also facing another poor opponent. Now, Paul Skeens has a 2.15 ERA. He's got like a 0.9 whip.
Sick.
So
yeah.
this has all the makings, given the Astros and where they've made fits and starts of looking good offensively, but they're also not scoring a lot of runs. This could be, if Lance has a good game, this could be a blessedly short game as well. You just hope you see the best version of Lance McCullers.
Yeah, no, good point on that. over under, you'd see Livy Dunn on camera tonight on the local telecast.
What's today, Tuesday?
Yeah.
I'm guessing that she's probably doing something else. Is she still a gymnast, or is she? So those of you who don't know.
I don't know.
Because you're older than 30 or something.
30's Livy ancient for gymnasts, huh?
Livy Dunn, former LSU gymnast, who is much more successful as an influencer more than anything else, but the girlfriend of Paul Skeens.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, I don't think it's going to be. She wouldn't annoy me the way like some other celebrity girlfriends do, just because it's the Pirates and it's not quite as big a deal. I want to see anything interesting at all happen in Pittsburgh. That's what I'd like to see.
Just one more note as it relates to Lance McCullers. HPD announced yesterday afternoon that it was intoxicated better overseas that was behind the threats to Lance McCullers Jr. and his family. The man admitted that he was gambling and lost money on the Astros and was inebriated when he sent the threats. We got a text message when we were talking about this earlier. It says, something ain't adding up. You threatened my kids and I found out who you are. Oh, well, bleep happens. One too many Modelos, huh?
Yeah.
it does feel like there's a little bit more to the story, but maybe not. And I hope there isn't, because that would put me at ease, I know. And
okay, this
Lance.
Is what, you know what? In my mind, this has always been, ever since I found out that it was in a foreign country, but you didn't say where it was.
Yeah.
In my mind, I was thinking off in Europe or Asia or somewhere else. I didn't think about the fact that, like, what if this is, yeah, if it's a guy who's in Mexico or Canada, then I'm still not completely at ease if I'm Lance McCullers.
A little too close to home.
If I find out it was a drunken dude that was an idiot, but he's living in Luxembourg or something, I'm like, all right, well, clearly the guy's not going to get on a flight and fly over and mess with me or something.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
If he's right across the border, either south of Texas or maybe up, north of Minnesota or something, that guy could get drunk and drive to Houston if he was drunk enough.
Yeah, I would worry
probably
about
better
that
chance
a
of
bit.
Making it through Mexico drunk and drunk enough. And
I told you this earlier. I am not canceling my 24-hour security watch. Keep it in effect for at least another 90 days. See if Jim Crane would be willing to flip the bill for that.
That's one of the things I've been watching the TV series Fargo, and in the second season, there's this mob family that just always has guys stationed on their porch with guns.
Yeah.
And it's one of the many things, you know, as I get older, anytime I watch anything that involves any kind of criminal, like organized crime or professional criminals, you realize how miserable that life is, no matter how much money you're making or anything. Like, I don't think I'd be comfortable with a live-in servant, much less 10 people with guns just in case somebody tries to kill me in the middle of the night. Yeah, I don't need that life, man.
Talking about guys with guns, is the FBI investigating both the MLB Players Association and NFL Players Association? Jeff Passan was on the Pat McAfee Show yesterday and explained.
We're still trying to figure out exactly what's going on. What we do know for sure is that there is an FBI investigation right now into the financial dealings of the Major League Baseball Players Association, the NFLPA, and this company that they created called One Team Partners that essentially serves to license the NIL for all of the players and try to make money. And they've done a phenomenal job of doing that so far. One of their original partners was named Redbird Capital, and Redbird Capital had a 40% stake in One Team Partners that it sold in 2022 at a $1.9 billion valuation. So this is big money that we're dealing with right now. And while we don't know the full scope of the investigation, anytime the FBI comes around asking questions of players, you know it's a big deal.
This is interesting because without really knowing what it is, and I thought it was interesting that he's calling it NIL on the professional side of things.
Yeah,
which
yeah.
is, I guess, yeah, it is. It's name, image, and likeness. But okay, as a player, you know, I wasn't a big name guy that was going to have like, you know, all kinds of apparel with my stuff sold on it. But you still get royalties from the licensing deals. But you never really know exactly how it's all split up. You know that just through football cards and apparel sales and whatever else it might be, you get a certain cut based on just how much you or your team's stuff is out there. But it's a black box. You don't know exactly how. So I'm wondering if maybe some of the bigger name players audited it a little bit or wondered, like, wait a second, this isn't adding up. I should be getting That's interesting. I'm just glad that I'm not under scrutiny.
You heard like some of the figures there, you know, upwards of $1 billion that Jeff Passan mentioned. One team partners paid the MLBPA $44.5 million last year. The NFLPA has received nearly $423 million over just the last 5 years alone. In this New York Post article that was written about this situation, and look, everything's very blanketed. You don't know very much right now. But one thing that I did find kind of interesting as it relates to this in who's going to be looked at and questioned potentially. You remember DeMurray Smith, NFLPA guy, former rep for them?
Yeah.
He helped found this company, One Team. And so that may be kind of something to keep an eye on as the level of interest, you know, continues.
So to be clear, like the way I'm looking at it, when you say however many millions of dollars went to the NFL Players Association, I'm guessing that my guess would be that amount is suspected that they should have given the players more money, but that somewhere along the way, it was getting siphoned off. It wasn't like there was 300 plus million of illicit money being sent to the NFLPA. Like in a situation like this, it's usually that, all right, somebody was skimming some of the royalties the guys were supposed to get.
Yeah.
And I hope they all get hung up in a town square.
Yep. Good
if
Lord.
That's what they did.
Seth Payne, Sean Bajani in for Sean Pendergast. Coming up next, rolling into the 7 o'clock hour, the Texans' biggest strength, weakness, and X factor, and more, according to the nerds at PFF. We'll have it for you next at Sports Radio 610.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.